Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Steve Hamilton, and in this show we're going to discuss SQL Server 2008 recovery models. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like me to ask or like to ask me, please use the question in the comment box below. Okay, let's get started. What we're going to look at in today's radio show is the differences between the SQL Server 2008 recovery models. Now, these recovery models haven't really differed over time. Effectively, we have three different types of recovery models available within SQL Server 2008. And they are, in a nutshell, there's the simple recovery model, there's the full recovery model, and then there's the bulk log recovery model. And really what you need to do within your organization is make the determination as far as which type of recovery model that you want to go with. And everybody will pretty much say that, you know, you've got to put your production databases in the full recovery model. And when we talk about the full recovery model, really what we're referring to is you can fully recover our database to the last transaction. So what you do is you go to open up the database, and then you go to database properties, and I think you go to database options. And under database options, then we have three types of options. We can have a simple model, a full model, or a bulk log model. As a practical experience, I will tell you that most of my production systems are all going to be in a full recovery model. But that doesn't always have to be true. It really will be dependent upon the volatility level of your database and how fast you can recover the database or recreate the database. But if you're dealing with a database that's going to be in terabytes of size, you're going to put it in the full logging mode. And what happens in a full logging mode is that we create two components of the database. We have the database files, and then we have the log files. And so what will happen is as we fill up those log files, we will need to back those log files up. Now, throughout the course of the time operating your database in a full logging mode, these transaction files begin to become very, very large. And if they are not backed up, they will continue to grow exponentially. So the best practice is to put your database in full recovery mode and back up your transaction log files periodically throughout the course of the day. Because when you back up your transaction log files, they will also become truncated. So if you're dealing with a database that is, you know, 500 gigabytes, and you're generating 100 gigabytes of transaction logs a day, which is really not uncommon, you're going to consume an awful lot of space. So my recommendation is to back up your database or back up your transaction log files, you know, 3 to 4 times a day or as needed, so you can truncate those transaction logs. So that's pretty much straightforward on the full recovery model. I mean, the full recovery model allows you to fully recover your database to the last transaction. When you recover your database to the last transaction, you have to restore the data files, the transaction log files, and also what's called the tail of the log. So in the event of some sort of database failure, we're hoping that you have a backup of the database, the backup of the transaction logs, and then you have to go out and create a backup of the actual tail of the log. And the tail of the log effectively is the log file that has yet to be backed up since the last transaction log file. And then we have the simple recovery model, and that's pretty simple. I mean, when we talk about the simple recovery model, that just basically means that we can't recover our database. It means that we can recover our database to the last cold backup, simply put. You know, and our simple recovery model is probably going to be a good model for things like a data warehouse environment, or it's going to be good for a development or a QA environment. And it could be even be good for a production environment in the event that your data can be easily created. I mean, if you might have a reporting style database that gets populated every so often from the production database, so at that point in time, you wouldn't want to put it in simple mode. One of the big differences between, well, there's several big differences, but one of the big differences is the amount of disk space that you're going to use in the simple mode versus the full mode. In the simple mode, you're not going to consume that much more space. You pretty much have your database, and then that's it. I mean, you're not logging any information, so you just have your data files. Whereas in the full logging mode, you do have the log files, so again, as transaction logs occur, that log file will become very, very large. And then we have the third recovery model, and that third recovery model is going to be what's called the bulk logging model. And the bulk logging model is really kind of a hybrid between simple and full logging. What we mean by the bulk logging is that we're only going to back up, or we're only going to protect operations that occurred in the bulk logging mode. And this predominantly is going to be useful for your data warehouse environment. Because typically when you load data into your SQL Server database, and if it's going to be massive amounts of data, we're going to load it in the bulk logging format. And so we want to record those logs. Now, if we leave that there, and it's a transaction type of database, and we continue to make transactions against it, and we have a failure, we're actually only going to be able to restore the database to that last bulk log. And that's something that you're going to kind of want to play around with. My personal preference, actually, for a data warehouse environment is just to put it into a simple log mode. Because what's going to happen is that we're going to load the data into our data warehouse environment. And then if there's a failure or something else, we're just going to reload the data. I mean, we're not necessarily going to have to restore that database. So that's the big differences there. So my data warehouses environments, I don't even operate them in bulk logging. I put them in simple logging. And so now what happens when they need to be refreshed, I just refresh them. Because quite honestly, if I have a failure, I'm not going to restore that database. I'm just going to refresh it. Now there again, any type of logging mode that you put your system in, whether it's full logging or bulk logging, it will consume additional number of resources as well as disk space. So now let's say I'm populating my data warehouse that is 500 gigabytes, and I'm loading 100 gigabytes of data in there. Well, I mean, I could potentially generate 100 gigabytes of log files, which, what's the purpose? You know, what am I really going to gain from that? Probably nothing, because I can always reload the thing. So when we look at the overall SQL Server recovery models, we have these three models, and they've been around forever, and they're pretty straightforward. The simple model is, a simply put, it's that. It allows me to load data into my SQL Server database, and I can back up my SQL Server database, but I can only restore back to the last backup. I mean, if my failure was on Friday and my backup was on Monday, guess what? I get to go back to Monday, and I lose Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday's, Friday's worth of data. The bulk logging method, or the bulk logging recovery model, enables me to just strictly track the bulk logging operations. Now, how many bulk logging operations am I going to perform against my system? Who knows? It's really hard to say. But typically, those are the operations that we're going to load your system for, like in a data warehouse environment. And then the last type of recovery model that I have is going to be the full logging. And if we look at the different styles of databases for each one of these, typically your simple logging database is going to be used for your development, your QA, the databases that aren't necessarily going to be mission critical in running your, you know, multi-billion dollar organization. The full logging model is the model that you're going to put your production database in. I mean, this is that model that as transactions occur, we're going to write these transactions to the transaction log, and then we're going to back up that transaction log periodically throughout the course of the day, because the disadvantage of a bulk logging model is that you will create a fair number of log files, and it could potentially grow exponentially. So the full logging model says I'm going to log everything. And in the event of a failure, I can recover everything. So again, if my failure occurred on Friday and my backup was on Monday, I apply the Monday's backup and then just reapply the logs from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then the very last thing that we would have to do in the full logging model is to apply what's called the tail of the log. So the very last thing that you do is you would back up the tail of the log, you would apply the backup files, the transaction log files, and then you apply the tail of the log files. What this does for you would be fully recover your SQL Server database to the last committed transaction. So those are the three scripts, or the three modes that we would run our SQL Server database in. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio archive for Steve Hamilton. If there's a show you'd like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box below. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com.